KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly cloudy skies, 9 degrees. We look for a chance of light rain, freezing drizzle, and snow, mainly this afternoon, a high around 26. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In state news, a state board has approved paying a total of more than $4 million to two female employees who say they were harassed by Iowa Finance Authority Director Dave Jamison. Jamison was fired last March. Iowa Solicitor General Jeffrey Thompson says settling with the two women avoids lawsuits and trials.
In light of our own investigators' findings that validated to a large degree the claims that were being made, we thought that it was the best interest of the state to resolve it.
State Treasurer Michael Fitzgerald agrees the state could have been liable for far more if a jury had heard about Jamison's behavior.
The outrageousness of these two cases could lead to, as you said, tens of millions of dollars of expenses. This employee heading up one of our departments is disgusting.
Governor Kim Reynolds fired Jamison shortly after the two women notified her office of Jamison's behavior. An outside investigation confirmed Jamison's inappropriate comments and behavior. A former employee in the Iowa Finance Authority has been awarded $2.3 million in her settlement. The other woman, who is still working in the agency, was awarded $1.8 million.
The settlement is by far the best first step for the state to limit the loss, to respect the victims, and respect the changes that leadership has tried to put in place to correct what was going on.
State Auditor Rob Sand unsuccessfully objected to approving the settlements, arguing the documents should also go after Dave Jamison's finances to cover at least some of the costs.
I don't care if Dave Jamison has $4 million. What I'd like to see would be a signed and notarized statement of net worth. And if it ain't $4 million, then fine, settle it for an amount that's going to follow him around for the rest of his life.
He added, what are we actually going to do instead of just continuing to write checks to actually stop sexual harassment and public employment in Iowa? Sand was outvoted 2-1 as the state appeal board approved the settlements on Monday. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds and key Republicans in the legislature met yesterday and settled on a per-pupil spending level for the 2019-2020 school year. They've agreed to boost general state support of public K through 12 schools by a little more than 2%, slightly less than what Governor Reynolds recommended last month. Senate Republican leader Jack Whitfer of Ankeny said the deal includes more money to offset transportation costs and addresses inequities in the state funding formula for a total package of nearly $90 million more to public schools.
I think the most important thing when it comes to school funding is we promise an amount that we can actually fund. And this amount that we're promising today is an amount that we are very confident that we will be able to fund in the future.
The state's education community had been lobbying for more. Melissa Peterson is a lobbyist for the Iowa State Education Association, which represents 34,000 Iowa teachers.
While we appreciate that 2.06% is better than the rates that have been assigned the last couple of years, we know that school districts in Iowa need at least 3% to keep up with the cost of inflation.
Last year, the Republicans of the State House approved a 1% hike in per-pupil state funding for the current school year. The previous year, the increase was 1.1%. Legislative leaders expect the GOP's general school spending level for next year to gain final approval in the House and Senate next week. Well, after decades of failed attempts, work has begun on a $73 million project to restore a once elegant but long abandoned hotel in Sioux City. The developer Lou Weinberg and real estate company Restoration St. Louis are working to restore the Warrior Hotel. The hotel was built in 1930 but closed in 1976. The adjacent Davidson building is also being remodeled, and the two sites are slated to be turned into a hotel, luxury apartments, and retail spaces. Amy and Amrit Gill own the Restoration St. Louis. The Gills are researching the hotel's Art Deco design with the goal of depicting some of the building's original style in some areas while also adding modern amenities. Work is expected to be completed in 2020. An Illinois man who bought a Mega Millions ticket in central Iowa's Jasper County has claimed a $1 million prize. Iowa lottery officials say 60-year-old Danny Lovett of East Moline, Illinois, took his winning ticket Monday to lottery headquarters in Clive. The ticket matched the first five numbers in the January 15th drawing, but missed the Mega Ball number and the $55 million jackpot. A ticket bought in California for the January 15th drawing is also worth $1 million. Lovett drives a truck route from Davenport to Des Moines, and he often stops at a come-and-go store in Colfax for coffee, a snack, and lottery ticket. He said he'll use his winnings for a house, retirement, and to buy his dream car, a 1972 Ford Mustang Fastback. Lottery officials say Colfax resident George Dickerson claimed a $1 million Powerball prize in January of last year with a ticket he bought at the same come-and-go store in Colfax. In area news, Creston police report two arrests occurred Monday. 29-year-old Caleb Benjamin Bensky Fredrickson of Lorimore was arrested in Creston on a Union County warrant for theft in the third degree. Fredrickson was being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And 38-year-old Robert Benjamin Gerard of Lenox was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of theft in the fifth degree. Gerard was being held on a $300 bond in the Union County Jail. The Glenwood Police Department reports four recent arrests. Last Friday, 20-year-old Dixon Briggs and 24-year-old Cody Anderson, both of Red Oak, were arrested for possession of marijuana. For Anderson, it was his second offense. Their cash or surety bonds were set at $1,000 for Briggs and $2,000 for Anderson. Also arrested Friday was 35-year-old Christy Wilson of Glenwood for public intoxication. And on January 31st, 42-year-old Travis Hanley of Glenwood was arrested on two Mills County warrants for violation of probation. His bond was set at $20,000. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said yesterday that a man from Cass County had been arrested on drug charges Sunday morning. 36-year-old Jason Mitchell Folk of Atlantic was driving a 2003 Chevy Trailblazer on Interstate 80 near mile marker 30 in his stopped vehicle around 12:40 a.m. Sunday in the traveled portion of the roadway. Folk was passed out while his vehicle was running with its lights off. A Pott County deputy who made contact with Folk conducted an OWI investigation. Officials say Folk was found to be in possession of 6.4 grams of marijuana and a marijuana smoking pipe. He was arrested at around 1:35 a.m. for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia with an OWI first offense charge pending the results of drug tests. A call about a possible stolen vehicle late Saturday night resulted in the arrest of 34-year-old Ian Caldwell of Dunlap. Authorities say deputies were called to the residence in 1000 block of Old Lincoln Highway to locate a vehicle reportedly stolen out of Missouri Valley. The stolen 2010 Ford Focus was found outside the residence in the driveway, along with the registered owner's cell phone, which was also reported stolen. Caldwell, who was the owner's boyfriend, was taken into custody on a stolen vehicle charge out of Harrison County and transported to a location where he could be picked up by Missouri Valley Police. An accident Saturday night in Pottawatomie County in the 21,000 block of Mud Hollow Road resulted in the arrest of 61-year-old Franklin Strickland of Creston. He was taken into custody on a warrant for contempt of court and cited for failure to maintain control. And Pott County authorities say 25-year-old Jerica Rothermond of Council Bluffs turned herself into the sheriff's office Friday afternoon. She was wanted on a warrant and transported to the Pott County Jail to be booked in. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.